it's amazing how much of us, and I include myself in that, we don't breathe enough. And a lot of times we walk through life, either we're driving or we're at the office or we're at home. Maybe we're watching television or reading a book or whatever. But we breathe very shallowly. We don't take the deep breaths that are necessary to keep the system oxygenated, to keep the energy system healthy and free from blocks. So one of the great things that can help us in terms of, first of all, beginning with stress reduction, is to work on a very simple technique for breathing and how each and every one of us can do this. In fact, many of the things we're going to be talking about today are tools that each person can use. And it doesn't cost anything. They're free. They're tools that we use within ourselves. And what's one of the most basic things we do is we breathe. It's something we're constantly doing. And to keep the body oxygenated, to help keep that stress down, breathing can be one of the most effective tools to make that happen. So a very, very simple technique is, first of all, concentrate on your breathing and make it a conscious effort to do this. So start by sitting up in a chair with a flat back chair with your feet on the ground. And just take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And you can kind of do this while you're listening to this as well, just to give it a try. So breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, you can start with a very simple four count. So breathing in, let's try it on a four count, in through your nose, one, two, three, four. And then out through your mouth, breathing one, two, three, four. Now try this a couple times. If you feel like you're getting lightheaded, that's good. There's a lot of oxygen getting into your system. But you probably don't want to do this too much. If you're not used to bringing a lot of air into your lungs and you find yourself getting dizzy, slow down, take a few minutes, and try it again. So let's try that again. In with a four count. One, two, three, four, and out. One, two, three, four. And as you're doing this, you should be breathing from your diaphragm. Many people are breathing up in the chest where your chest expands as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, your chest kind of deflates. So that's chest breathing. What happens with that is you take all your energy and your muscles and you're pushing everything up into your neck. So this is typically when people get really tight necks, their shoulders are kind of up around their ears. This is from chest breathing. The natural way of breathing and what happens when you fall asleep and you're no longer walking around and conscious is your body reverts to diaphragmatic breathing. So what this is you feel that your diaphragm moves down as you breathe in and moves up as you breathe out. And so what's going to happen is your stomach area, your abdominal area, is actually when you breathe in, is going to kind of move outward, and your chest is actually going to collapse, in a sense, moving downward. And then as you breathe out, your diaphragm is going to push out, your stomach's going to move back in, and your chest is going to move outward. So it's actually the exact opposite of when you're chest breathing. Chest breathing, your chest expands outward and then moves inward. With diaphragmatic breathing, when you breathe in, your abdominal area, as the diaphragm moves down and inflates the lungs, moves outward. And then when you breathe out, it moves inward. It's going to be much more relaxing. You're not going to get all that stress up in your neck and your shoulders, and you're going to be a lot more relaxed. So remember, breathing can be a very powerful tool for stress reduction and to keep a lot of that stress up from your neck and your shoulders.